A Century of Spiritual Texts, St. Theodore's 32. Wine makes glad the heart of man. Psalm 104:15. But you who have professed sorrow and grief should turn away from such gladness and rejoice in spiritual gifts. If you rejoice in wine, you will live with shameful thoughts and distress will overwhelm you. It will probably be useful to try to understand correctly this twist used by St. Theodore the Great. He talks about a person who has confessed grief and sorrow. In the Syriac language, a term is used for a monk that could be translated as the one who mourns. Such an understanding of the monastic profession is quite common. Therefore, the Saint Theodoros speaks of a man who has confessed grief and sorrow. He speaks of one who strives to live as a monk. Let's listen to the words of Saint Isaac the Syrian, who characterizes the monk very nicely. He says, "The mourner, that is the monk, is one whose mind is alienated from all the things of life. A monk is the one who passes the days of his life in hunger and thirst for the hope of future good. A monk is one who remains outside the world and constantly prays to God for future blessings. A monk's wealth is the consolation that comes from sorrow, and the joy that comes from faith shining in the secret places of his mind." This explanation makes us understand why in the teachings of St. Theodoros there is a strict rebuke to abstain from pleasures that come from the wine. If a person has embarked on this royal path, he should seek pleasure and joy only in spiritual gifts. For those who live in the world, it is not possible to follow all strict instructions of the Holy Fathers for monks, but this advice is doable. It is possible to renounce said pleasures of the flesh in order to become more open to the pleasures that come from the spiritual gifts. Saint Theodoros, intercede for us. Amen.